With that, we can move on to our next component, which is the SSC report with Dr. Connor McManus.
Thank you, Chair. So today I'll be presenting to you all our outcomes from our August 18th, 2025 meeting for the SSC, of which we covered three different species, or stocks, monkfish, skates, and Atlantic scallops. So I'll start with monkfish. We were tasked with addressing two different terms of reference for monkfish. The first was to consider the results of a recent data update from the Northeast Fisheries Science Center and information that was provided by the Council's plan development team. And the second was to recommend OFLs and ABC for monkfish for both northern and southern management units, as well as looking at the fishing years 2026 through 2030 that will prevent overfishing, meet the objectives of the fisheries management plan, and consider the Council's risk policy statement and concept. So as a, I guess, background and summary for today, again, we were provided a data update with the major components of that update being commercial catch information, survey biomass indices from the Bigelow, as well as in stratified mean indices at length. So some of the information of abundance at length from that survey. This is a data update, so this is a little bit new for us from the New England Fisheries Management Council, SSC. So while a data update, it's not an assessment in and of itself. The assessment method is index-based using, in previous assessments, the iSmooth method, but in lieu of that, we were provided with a data update. As by way of background, there are no analytical reference points for monkfish, and stock status is determined unknown. And for a summary for our recommended ABCs and OFLs for the northern and southern units, for 2026 to 2028, we have effectively recommended status quo with for ABCs, with OFLs remaining unknown in lieu of not having analytical reference points. We've also then recommended that status quo measure for the northern unit persisting through 2029 through 2030, with a lower ABC value of 3,766 metric tons for 2029 through 2030, again, for the southern unit specifically. So part of our rationale for arriving at these ABCs and OFLs, again, historically, we would be basing it off of some type of assessment conducted for the species or the stocks. For this instance here, we did not have that information. So we as an SSC are continuing to try and work through data update process and what type of information we'd like, you know, how we could use these moving forward in terms of providing ABCs and OFLs. But we did look extensively at the data provided to us. There did not appear to be any substantial changes for the monkfish units. You know, we didn't see anything that would suggest, you know, particularly for the northern unit, we didn't see any substantial changes in the catch and the survey indices based on the data update, which has led us to believe that a status quo for the ABCs and OFLs there was reasonable. With the southern unit, we also noticed that the indices were pretty stable in the recent years, albeit that these indices are near the time series low for monkfish in this region. And we've also seen reductions in catch in this area as well. The SSC spoke as well about, you know, historically, when reviewing this unit, there's a lot of things that play into landings for monkfish. And so we acknowledge that declining monkfish catch and indices are not necessarily always one-to-one, but we did look to see if we've seen any type of change in the monkfish southern unit index in the recent years, in response to even declines in some of the what we've seen for landings, and we have not. And so that led us to more precautionary advice in some of the out years, particularly in 2029 and 2030. The greatest source of uncertainty for monkfish that the SC noted was that we have increasingly dated status quo ABCs. Again, as you'll see in the report, we've had a number of different approaches over the recent years for ABCs, somewhat all tied to the iSmooth method, whether it be, you know, based on ABCs as opposed to catch, or both in some years, or an average of the two. So, as well as we're basing some of our inferences of ABCs on a previously rejected analytical stock assessment back in 2016. So there is increasing concern about the data nature of continuing to use status quo ABCs for monkfish in general. But then the SSC spoke a lot about the data update process and what type of information would be useful for us moving forward in trying to provide guidance or recommendations on ABCs and OFLs. And so a lot of that discussion was focused on two elements. You know, one, how can data presented in the assessments, or data updates rather, be reframed that might be in a format more useful? So whether that's looking at catch over swept biomass estimates or other types of information from other sources that could be used and included in the data updates, as well as we discussed maybe looking at other types of approaches that could be used, like a multi-indicator fashion that would allow us to at least have a little bit more guidance and connection to the information that's presented to us in actually providing an ABC and OFL. There was a lot of discussion about the comfortability of providing ABCs and OFLs out 5 years. And so I think much of what we discussed was we're in a changing ecosystem. We've seen changes in fleet dynamics. We've seen changes in recruitment for a number of these stocks within the Northeast. So there was some consternation about how reliable or how confident one can be out to 5 years in some of those ABC and OFL recommendations. So it was highly recommended that that we revisit the ABCs and OFLs before the 5 year timeline. Research recommendations from monkfish. There's continuous dialogue as to whether this is a one stock versus two stock species, and you know, are the southern unit trail ends of a one stock that's changing over time in terms of its distribution. So that's something that we would continue to recommend looking into moving forward. We also discussed continued pursuing various assessment methods that could provide us inferences on certainly stock status, but even just improved assessment methods, you know, such as surplus production models, or if the data permitted, even a length-based assessment. And then we also discussed or recommended considering additional survey data in the future, much of which we've looked at for monkfish is based on Science Center bottom trawl survey, but there was discussion about whether other indices or other data sources, such as those from scallop surveys, NEMAP, and even fishery-dependent indices would be useful. And again, instead of looking at relative abundance indices for monkfish, would it be possible to look at some of the swept area biomass estimates from the survey, so we could at least get a little bit more inference on things like exploitation rate. So summary of recommendations. Again, OFL is recommended to be unknown for both management units, with ABC status quo measures for the northern unit for FY26 through 2030, with then status quo measures for the southern unit from FY26 through 28, and then at 3,766 metric tons for 2029 through 2030. Again, we really are also recommending strongly to revisit these ABCs and OFLs, or both these stocks, before ideally within the next couple of years, but you know, certainly before the 5 year period. And again, continued work on trying to integrate other survey information and assessment approaches. Okay, so moving on to skates. Similarly, we received a data update from the Science Center on the skate complex and information from the PDT. And then we also were tasked with providing recommended ABC and OFLs for the same fishing year 2026 through 2030 time period. We received, again, a data update in very similar fashion as to what we saw for monkfish by the Science Center. With the data, the PDT was able to actually calculate ABC recommendations based on the rubrics within the FMP. The assessment method for skates is index-based, so it uses, again, biomass indices from the spring or fall survey, depending on the species, with reference periods for proxy status determinations. When under this update, there was no overfishing on any of the skate species, with then the one species deemed overfished based on the proxies being thorny skate, which is currently under a rebuilding plan. And so for the ABC recommendations here, we have 2026 through 2027 as that produced by the control rule at 41,282 metric tons, with then 2028 through 2030 recommended to be 37,154 metric tons. The rationale, so in deriving that first stanza of ABCs and OFLs, we used the established control rule within Amendment 3 of the Northeast Skate Complex Fishery Management Plan. And it should be noted that what we saw from this update and implementation of the FMP or Addendum 3 is a substantive increase in the ABCs for the skate complex, the second highest in the time series. Through the data update, we did see some improvements. I mentioned earlier, like the stock status, the relative stock status for some of the species, as well as, again, indices improving for a number of the two species in particular, which are now, by proxy, be considered no overfishing for them. And we saw substantive increases specifically in the winter skate index. In previous years, what we've seen from some of the ABCs set is that we have not seen that the full ABC be utilized or captured by the fishery. So it was not anticipated that this would that this value would put us in a different position than previously. When looking at FY 28 through 30, the ABCs were effectively calculated as a 10% reduction from the 26 to 27 value. This value represents effectively within the range that we've seen in recent years for ABC recommendations for the skate complex. Again, in that upper end of a contemporary range when we haven't seen full utilization of the catch. This more conservative future catch recommendation was based on a couple of different elements, the first being on the index itself. I think inherently with the five-year catch advice at this higher value, it assumes that the increases we saw in some of the recent couple of years would persist, and there was uncertainty about whether that level would persist for the next 5 years, and so there was concern or uncertainty from the committee from that perspective. There was also a number of other elements based on just uncertainty in future out years of both environmental uncertainty and fishery or harvest considerations. And there was also a thought of trying in a risk policy framework to, if there was a subsequent reduction at some year out, that instead of an abrupt change in some value, this would put the in these out years the catch advice in a range that's been, what we've seen historically in the last several years, but for the 26 to 27 update recommendation here. The significant sources of uncertainty, this really big increase that we're now seeing in 2026 to 7 were driven by relatively high index values and particularly 2023 for winter skate index. So again, setting ABCs at these levels, and having them persist through 2030 implicitly assumes that we expect the skate complex to continue at that level, or at least for winter skate. And there was uncertainty from the committee as to whether that would actually be true. There was several other lines of uncertainty that I mentioned earlier that the SSC also had considered in some of their deliberations over the matter, one being discard mortality rate, what types of ecosystem changes would occur within those 3 to 5 years compared to where we are now, and then any uncertainty in the speciation of the commercial fisheries data, which is a common source of uncertainty that we have presented for the skate complex. Again, the additional comments, the committee strongly recommends revisiting ABC advice prior to the end of the five-year period, and again, ideally, substantively sooner than that, and within the next couple of years, or prior to that stanza break in ABC recommendation. You know, it would be helpful, too, as we move into, especially in the context of data updates and thinking about these longer-term recommendation requirements or discussions, think more about, like, what risk we should be assuming in some of these decisions in more of a systematic framework, and maybe that's through the risk policy working group or other mechanisms within the SSC or in the larger community. And then we also discussed reviewing additional data limited and assessment approaches for the skate complex, but this comment could also be thought of in the larger data update process as well. Again, research recommendations reevaluate the reference points and the utility of analytical assessment approaches for the skate complex species. This is one that we've discussed for a number of years, and particularly for the reference points and thinking about the utility of those as the systems have changed over time. Similarly, additional survey data be used. Right now, the assessment approach just uses the Science Center bottom trawl survey, though many other surveys intercept skates. So thinking about the utility of those surveys and trying to inform catch advice would be useful. And then there was a lot of discussion about thinking of how uncertainty in certain elements of the calculations are propagated. We've talked a lot about like catch specification in the past, but we've also, in the context of the data updates, spent a lot of time talking about indices and uncertainty and some of the index values themselves. And so if particularly in a extremely explicit index approach of looking at the mean abundance indices, uncertainty in those index values be propagated, warrants a larger conversation. So summary of the recommendations again, we're providing for fishing years 2026 through 2027, we're implementing the ABC control rule for the skate complex with a 10% reduction in FY 28 through 30 based on uncertainty in those out years. But we do strongly advise or suggest revisiting those specifications with new available data over the next couple of years. And then we also, again, it'd be helpful to revisit overfishing and overfished definitions for the different species in the complex, in conjunction with thinking about other assessment methods and better understand how we, in an index-based approach, better propagate uncertainty through some of these calculations.
Connor, I'd like to do a pause here so we can get some of the questions on scallop, on monkfish and skates out of the way before you jump into scallops.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Okay. So for questions for Dr. McManus based on the SSC's deliberations on monkfish and skates, questions? Okay. I guess you can proceed then. Sorry.
Thank you, Chair. So then the last topic that I have to present is our discussion on Atlantic sea scallop terms of references. And the first was to review the outcomes of the research track stock assessment in 2025 for Atlantic sea scallops and information provided by the plan development team. And then our second terms of reference was to provide recommendations related to fishing mortality reference points and targets and developing specifications for FY26 and 27. This is a process we'll do later this fall, and I am presenting those at the December meeting, but the goal of this was to try and provide the PDT some recommendations for what we might like to see for options to be developed based on some of the findings of the research track assessment. So a bit of background, the research track assessment was held this past spring, and by way of background, it's a catchet size analysis model, or the CASA model, with three different regions modeled and assessed. They're considered one stock unit, and thus historically we produce one reference points based on the single stock. And this is then in part based on these yield and stock per recruit analyses that are developed or derived at region-specific scales, and then combined to then ultimately produce a single reference point. And it should be worth noting that based on this, currently the stock is not overfished, overfishing is not occurring. But there were a couple elements from the peer review report that the PDT had evaluated in greater detail as it related to the reference points, particularly when looking at the different yield per recruit curves. The Mid-Atlantic Bight region's curve was ill-defined, and when you look at estimated reference points for that region specifically, which had provided maybe contrary or skeptical estimates of what might be suitable based on that what we know about scallops in the region and uncertainty in that in the curve itself. And then as well, as we think about scallops specifically, there's great regional variation in scallops, as many of you know. The environmental conditions that they're facing as a product, you know, in many ways, the life history characteristics for scallops across Georgia's Bank in the Mid-Atlantic Bight, as well as, you know, fish historical harvest and fishing mortality rates, which are not fully captured when producing the single reference point. And so there was concern about what might be lost or what are the implications of that single reference point. So the scallop PDT presented information on developing specifications for our consideration. They shared a similar concern as the peer review, and so with a particular caution of what this would mean for these rates for areas like Georgia's Bank. And so what the PDT provided was they were seeking our advice, but they did provide three different, approaches with their pros to solving this challenge, as well as their constraints or challenges. The first that was presented was effectively operating as is with the combined reference point for the single region. And then the second and third options were basically newer, developed methods or pivoting from that single point reference point explicitly as is. The first is using the Georgia's Bank FMSY and FABC for producing the stock-wide ABCs, with then the third option being using the single point reference, a single reference point for the one stock, but modifying the P star from 25% to some other value. And so ultimately the SSC agreed with the PDT's caution and the peer review's caution that was presented, and appreciated the opportunity and the forward thinking of the PDT to present multiple options to us when we meet later this fall. Ultimately, what the SSC requested was for when they meet to provide ABC and OFL recommendations, that they produce estimates based on multiple methods. Again, status quo ultimately being the first, the second being looking at just the Georgia's Bank FABC and FMSY values, and then in method three, instead of to try and provide some direction, we suggested looking at a P star of 20% and trying to give some indication of the sensitivity of that 25% decision, noting there was discussion about capacity and time and such, and so we did prioritize methods one and two if time was a limiting factor. Significant sources of uncertainty. Again, we discussed a lot about the contrasting natures for scallops in both the Mid-Atlantic and Georgia's Bank. that uncertainty is worth further consideration as when we meet in a couple weeks. The SEC asked whether there was, in this discussion of acknowledging these very region-specific differences, the SEC was also wondering, what is the evidence that there may be multiple stock units, or how do we better think about the differences in life history and unique nature of scallops across these different areas? And then lastly, we did discuss it a little bit too. The PDT noted that if there was caution in terms of the levels that were presented in terms of what that would mean for effort and harvest, we did notice too that it's not always that the ABCs and the realized landings correlate, and so, or even correspond in value. So there could be other tools to evaluate this as well, and through looking at ACLs or other types of methods post ABC setting here at the council. And with that, I believe those are all my slides, Chair.
Thank you, Dr. McManus. Questions for Connor on scallops, and I remiss Ted, if you have questions going back to skates and monks, please feel free. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Ted, for the comment. Yeah, I think that was a resounding, again, for both skate and monks, in terms of, I guess, the level of comfort one has setting catch advice out 5 years. And so it is our hope that we be able to revisit those discussions with newly available data between now and that time frame.
Jackie O'Dell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So thank you for the presentation, Connor. So just quickly going back, listening to the SSC discussion and reading the report, you had mentioned with skates, the SSC had discussed socioeconomic concerns with more variable catch advice and believed that slightly lower recommendations for fishing year 2028-2030 was more likely to avoid catch advice changing abruptly in the future. But that discussion did not occur for monkfish. The discussion around monkfish wasn't considered, how significant the 50% reduction in year 2029-2030 would be, and how that represented a pretty substantial change and reduction from the prior 3 years. I'm just curious, was there any additional socioeconomic consideration? I mean, a lot of the discussion centered, from my understanding, was concerns that, monkfish were not being seen in the surveys, and we all know that. That's why we're looking at other scientific opportunities to assess that stock, and our concern that surveys aren't picking them up like, fishery is and the catches. So so I'm just curious about the socioeconomic consideration of having such a significant reduction in those 2 years on the books.
Thank you for the question. The two weren't directly compared, but I mean, I think there are differences worth noting. One, I think, is that what we've seen for the skate complex is positive signs in the last couple of years, where we don't see the same type of response for the southern unit of monkfish. So that was certainly a part of the pause, and I think that also led to the monkfish discussion on is this one unit, is it, or biologically, are we seeing the trailing edge of a larger unit that should be considered as one. So that was certainly part of the discussion. I think from the periodic recruitment elements too within the length comps, there was concern over a 5-year period. Is there that level of variability moving forward, or what are the recruitment, what should we assume or not assume moving forward with smaller monkfish moving into the survey or to the assessment. So we didn't have that direct comparison, but I think there was also an understanding with utilization and such, as well as intercept of monkfish in some of the scallop surveys that we anticipate to be reduced, but it's another level of uncertainty. So there was a little bit of discussion But I think that the trends that we're seeing for skates and Southern Unit Monk is the primary difference there.
Eric Hansen.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Connor, for the presentation. Back to scallops, the track assessment came up with a new shell height meet weight equation, and actually will, I'd like to know what the discussion was at the SEC on the impacts of on the assessment and the trends with assessment, because with this new shell height meet weight equation, my understanding is that the biomass is decreased by about 20% with this new equation. So could you characterize the discussion that was had around that?
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, so we did not discuss that. I mean, the focus of this was largely informational to set us up for our October meeting on scallop, ABC, and OFLs. I also believe at that time there wasn't updates on the scallop estimates for this past year. So I'm not sure if that's a reference to the research track or what may be coming from this year's surveys. But we didn't have any extensive discussion on shell height, meet weight relationships at our last meeting. I would imagine that would be provided at our upcoming meeting. Any updates there from this year? We did look at survey trends that were used within the CASA model as part of the research track presentation to us. But we didn't get into great detail on updates or reported changes in stock size for 2025, if that's...
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to know if that discussion occurred, and caution that trends are going to be off a little bit because of the 20% difference in what's calculated.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I would assume that's forthcoming for us as a group.
Yeah, I think Dr. O'Keefe can provide a little more here.
Yeah, thank you. thanks for the question, Eric. Those PDT discussions were subsequent to the SSC meeting. That the August SSC meeting on the scallop term of reference was specifically to look at the reference points coming out of the research track. October 8th is the next SSC scheduled meeting, where they will be looking at all of the information about scallops and proposing OFL and ABC for the upcoming years.
Any further questions for Dr. McManus from the council? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you all.
On to, a break. So we'll take 10 minutes, be back here at 3:20, sorry. That's 10 minutes.